Time to meet the Moynihan Lumber student athlete for the month. For the month of November, he is North Reading football quarterback Alex Carucci. Alex, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Alex, I got to tell you, I enjoyed watching North Reading football. Was over to cover a couple of games this year during the regular season, then at your Super Bowl game as well at Gillette Stadium. So, man, what a thrill that had to be for you and the team, especially. Tell me about the hard work and the dedication it takes to get to the Super Bowl last year, losing to a very good Swampscott team, but then coming back and finishing the job, if you will, here in 2022.
Yeah, our coach Campobasso, our lineman coach, he actually said to us before one of the games, he said, "You guys are the only ones that know what it's like to work so hard, get to that final point, but not do enough and lose." He said we were the only team in the state that had that experience, and we understood that, and we knew going in this year there was a lot of pressure on us, but we knew we were the most experienced team, and we knew what we had to do, and we really worked hard all off season for it.
You know, about athletics is there's good days, there's bad days, and certainly with the way the playoff systems are designed now, you could have a bad day and still win it all as you did. One of the games I was at, though, Alex, was the Amesbury game, which was not a win for North Reading High School this year, but
yeah.
Tell us about, you know, put that into some context and how you guys rebounded off of that.
Yeah, we last year also we had an undefeated season, except we lost Amesbury, so we were very motivated going into this game. We knew they were going to be a top team in D7, and we had a great week of practice. We felt really good going into it, and some things we didn't go our way. We didn't execute like we should have, and we had to taste our first loss of the year. And I mean, I think we met after the game as a team, and we talked as captains and with the coaches. We were like, this is the best thing that could happen to us. You know, this will pay off in the end, and you just have to trust the process and move on to next week.
Yeah, there's a voice of experience speaking right there. Good point. You're absolutely right. I do want to ask you about some of your other I could talk football forever, but we got to move on. Let's go to – you're on the basketball team this year, so tell me about that, and then tell us a little bit about your role playing basketball and baseball in the springtime.
Yeah, basketball. We had our first game the other day, actually, against Amesbury. It was good to beat them in one sport there. We got a bunch of good athletes, a lot of seniors, a bunch of football guys too. So we're a hard-nosed, tough team, and we're looking to make a run for sure.
And what do you do on the baseball team?
I'm kind of a utility man. I was an outfielder my sophomore year and a little bit my junior, and then I ended up catching towards the second half of last year. So,
do you like catching? I mean, in that position, you are in on every single pitch, if you will, for sure. You know what I mean? And play.
Yeah, it's tough on the knees for sure. but yeah, there's a lot of pressure, a lot of leadership that goes into it. So it's a big role that I actually really enjoyed playing for my team this spring.
I can imagine. Well, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete Award is the student part actually comes first. We talked about the athletics first here on the interview. Let me ask you about the academic piece. So at North Reading High School and looking beyond to college, what are the courses that interest you? In other words, are you a math guy, science guy, English, history? Where is your focus?
I'm definitely interested in the science field. I've taken a few AP classes, biology and chemistry, and I really enjoyed those courses. I also took AP Stats last year, which I really like taking. So I like my math and science for sure.
Sounds good. Now, tell me about a teacher or two that you've had at North Reading, or a class or two. You kind of mentioned the classes, but a teacher and you know, that you think is somewhat inspirational, if you will, to yourself and other students at the school. And tell me that story.
I'd say my freshman and sophomore year, I had, her name was Miss Miller. She was actually my Spanish teacher, which I'm not a big fan of Spanish. However, she taught me a lot of lessons that I kind of have taken on with me in regards to just dealing with adversity and pushing through. And then another teacher I'd say would be Miss Redonk. She was my biology teacher last year, and I loved the course she taught us, and it was a lot of fun. So definitely those two for sure.
Yeah, good mix of teachers there for sure, absolutely. And when you go on to college, of course, you don't have to have a major set now, but is there a field that you find yourself kind of leaning toward?
Yeah, I think biology in the medical field, I think. I think that's where my strengths are, and I think I could pursue a good career in that field.
Now, another point here, I maybe you shouldn't exclude politics, because I understand you're class president at North Reading. Does that sound right?
That is correct, yeah.
So tell me about that role and maybe other clubs or organizations you're a part of at North Reading.
Yeah, I'm proud to represent the high school and the senior class. We have a great class that's displayed a lot of leadership for our school and kind of changed the culture at the high school. I'm also a part of the LAM Club, which is student leadership and mentoring. So I help mentor freshmen, incoming freshmen at the high school, and help their transition into high school from the middle school. So I'm definitely pretty involved around the high school. I also am a part of the unified basketball team. I announce their home games. So I definitely am involved.
So, but that also means, Alex, that I think you have to be in charge of the reunions coming up in like 5-10 years or whatever, right?
Yeah, I did. I didn't really understand that was a part of the job until after the fact. But that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited to take care of that.
All right. Well, I'm sure it will be a lot of fun. And Alex, anything else you want to share with us? I might even circle back to the football team for a moment, but any other thoughts about, actually, let's go back and wrap up with a thought on the football team and yes. Such. But go ahead, Alex.
I was just going to say thank you to my coaches and my teammates for letting this be possible, allowing me to win this award. It wouldn't be possible without them, so.
No, you're right. And man, one of the things when I've talked to your coach, Coach Ed Blum, who nominated you, by the way, I always think that looking at North Reading football, there are so many different cogs to the wheel, if you will, spokes to the wheel, that you never know who's going to step up from game to game. And it did change throughout the season to some extent from time to time. But I mean, whether it's a guy-to-back field goal to win it, in the playoffs, or an extra point, whatever, big tackle, runners, passing. There was, it was a real mix. Everybody was contributing on that team this year.
Yeah, I mean, when you're from a small town and a small school, you really need, we needed all 50-plus guys on our team to play a role, whether that was in practice, whether that was in the weight room, or whether that was actually on the field on Friday nights. And we did that, and I think is why we were able to do what we did this year.
And then you had a guy like Craig Rubino, who really was injured and could not play in the championship game at Gillette.
Oh, yeah. That was definitely some extra motivation for the boys to go out there and get it done for him.
All right, Alex, anything else to share with us about the award or about whatever else is happening at North Reading?
No, I think we hit on it all.
Sounds good. Alex, good talking to you again. Thanks for your time, and congratulations on the award.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Take care. Alex Carucci with us from North Reading High School, Moynihan Lumber, November Student Athlete of the Month.